This is Side Podcast, Episode 7, Team Building. In the interval between Christmas and the beginning of the season, the only thing to really keep your eye on is testing. It doesn't really grab my attention like it should, and I'm starting to get impatient. So while we're waiting for the new season to kick off, I thought I would dream up my very own Formula One team. We're called Side Podcast Racing.
You're called what?
Side Podcast Racing.
Right. You know it's not that easy to start a Formula One team, don't you?
It could happen if I had tons of money. It could happen.
Okay. Do you not think you need a bit more than money?
Well, that's what I thought we could talk about today. See if it ever could be more than a pipe dream. So, like I said, the first thing you need is money. You need the capital behind you to get you off the ground. It helps if you've just robbed a bank or got lucky on the horses, but there are other ways of scraping together some cash. The most noticeable is sponsorship. Your main sponsor is going to give you a shed load of cash, but they're also going to want to get their name in the title. You know, like Vodafone, McLaren, Mercedes, or ING, Renault. Of course, those two are actually major car manufacturers anyway, and have a head start in the world of motors. Side Podcast Racing is going to be an independent team like Williams. Basically, that means we're not going to do very well.
Oh.
But we do need a main sponsor. It has to sound good with the name and someone huge. Hey, how about McDonald's? McDonald's Side Podcast Racing.
Right. Do you want a side podcast of fries with that?
Hey, I like that. Great. That's good. And we would be red and yellow colours. So, you know, it wouldn't be too bad.
Really? See, if we were sponsored by McDonald's, I think I'd want to be... The colours, what's his arch enemy called? Is it a Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
You know, the white and the black stripes, like a zebra-coloured Formula One car. That's brilliant. What I'd like. Yeah. Something that stand out.
Once you've got your main sponsor sorted out, be it a car manufacturer or an outside party, it's time to bring in the smaller ads. There's plenty of space on an F1 car for advertisers to place their logos, and so plenty of opportunity for revenue. I don't understand the tiny little adverts that are placed in ridiculous places, like those small strips on the helmet. I think it's Kenwood or something like that. Who's ever going to see them?
Well, you did, surely. Otherwise you wouldn't know it was Kenwood.
Yeah, right. Well, it's good they're around anyway because their money probably pays for the helmet itself. Assuming we have all the money we need to get started, it's time to think about building our car. And for that, we need a factory. I want one like the McLaren factory.
You would.
It's beautiful.
It's only the best factory in Formula One.
Yeah.
Right, why do you want something like the Formula One factory?
Because there's water.
Right.
And it's quite pretty.
Okay, isn't that like the cooling system as well, that water?
I think so, it's quite clever.
They do recycle it.
They do, yeah.
I like the way it just comes up just to the baseline of the building, like a perfect kind of alignment with the curb.
Yes.
It's lovely.
Doesn't it move?
Doesn't it? I think it might rotate with the sun.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's very clever.
It is ingenious, it really is. Quite a testament to McLaren and to Formula One in general.
I want a factory like that, but I suppose I'm aiming a bit high, really.
Start small, I would.
All I really need is a place to build a car and a wind tunnel for testing aerodynamics. In my factory, I'm going to employ some top people. Of course, I'm the team principal.
Yeah, you would be. If you're employing some top people, can I be something technical, like the aerodynamicist or something?
Technical director?
That'll do me.
Yeah?
I'll take that.
Is that because you're a bit of a geek?
What's the pay like? Any holidays? Do I get a uniform?
You can have whatever you want.
Okay, ace. I like you. I'm going to work for you then.
Who else can I hire?
Who do you want?
I could employ Adrian Newey, but he seems to design cars that are exactly like McLaren's and I want to be different. I thought I liked Mike Gascoigne because he worked in Germany, commuting from England, which is, you know, dedication. But I've just read today that all the teams he worked for seem to do better once he's left, and that's not good.
That's a bit harsh. I'm not sure where you read that, but I mean, I guess they kind of have a point in that every time he leaves, the team does seem to get a bit better. So he left Jordan, they kind of got a bit better. He left Renault, and they definitely got a bit better. I wouldn't say Toyota have really improved since he left, have they?
No.
Maybe not. It'd be interesting to see what Spyker does. But you could have him. But I'll tell you who you should have. It's the guy who used to be at Honda. Jeffrey Willis.
Oh, yeah.
He's obviously got nothing to do at the moment. He's great with fuel tanks. He'd be perfect for your team.
Okay. I'm not actually sure now. Oh. Maybe we won't have a designer. Maybe I'll be a bit controversial and buy my chassis.
Ooh, political. Treading a thin line there. How about if you bought a chassis off of Williams?
That would shut him up.
You could be a Williams customer team.
I bet he wouldn't mind so much if he was on the receiving end of the cash.
Right.
We also need an aerodynamicist and some general minions.
What about an engine? The car's got to go somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah, that would help. Yes. Who runs a good engine? Cosworth.
Cosworth are free. They've got nothing to do at the moment.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. They might be up for it.
I'd prefer that to running some other team's engine as well, because otherwise you end up, you know, selling out and being a B team.
Yeah, Cosworth it is then. I mean, there's something I was going to mention. A friend of mine used to work at Cosworth, and he said the coolest thing that they ever did is when they build an F1 engine, they have to test it to destruction. At some point, they have to know when it breaks and what's the first thing to break. And apparently, they have this special room, which is like kind of like a panic room with really thick walls and completely soundproofed. And that on the day when they're going to break the engine, all the employees get to come down to this panic room and watch through this ridiculously thick glass window as they rev the engine until basically this thing is just blowing up.
Explode.
And literally, when it explodes, the camshaft and all the bits of the engine come flying out and bounce off of every single wall. Just like for like 2 or 3 minutes, they'll just be bouncing around, and there'll be just these craters in the wall where it's just exploded to such force, it's disappeared, you know, and embedded itself within the cavity. So you definitely want to do the engine design in-house so we can test it to destruction.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're listening to Side Podcast. Email your comments to chris@sidepodcast.com. How many test drivers do I need?
Well, according to Spiker, 4. But they don't do any testing, or very little testing.
Yeah, and it's only possibly 4. You know, they're having an argument at the moment.
Oh, is it?
That one guy that no one's ever heard of, he signed a contract with both Spiker and Super Aguri, and now they're arguing over him. How can you sign 2 contracts? That can't have been an accident, surely. Did he think Super Aguri just wouldn't notice that he turned up on Spiker's launch day? It's stupid.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about drivers with contractual problems, I mean, I can name one who's made a career out of it.
If you're going to be mean about Jensen, don't do it.
We'll move on.
Talking of actual drivers, who can I poach? I don't want anyone too expensive, so Ralph is off the cards. God knows why he gets paid so much anyway.
Something about a name?
Yeah. Apparently, Kimi is worth over $50 million this
year. How much?
$50
million. That's more than Schumacher, surely. That's too much money for that man.
Yeah. Massa is worth $8 million, Fisichella $7 million. Mark Webber is worth $5 million. I'm stealing these figures from this month's F1 Racing magazine, by the way.
Are they making any difference to your decision on drivers? Or are you just quoting figures at me?
No, well, not really. I want someone good, but I don't want to pay too much.
Okay. That sounds like most... Well, the problem with most things in life, isn't it?
What about those drivers who actually pay you to let them drive?
Oh, right, yeah. They're not so good drivers, usually.
I think I would like British people, seeing as we are a British podcast and a British racing team. That leaves me with a choice between Jensen, Coulthard, Hamilton and Davidson. But I could look outside the actual grid to Gary Paffett or my British Touring Car Championship favourite, Jason Plato. I don't think he could drive an F1 car, though.
Well, if you're going to have an entirely British team, you know, you're going to kind of be like Super Aguri, who are obviously an all-Japanese team, but they have Davidson, who's obviously not Japanese. So, technically, you should have Ide.
Mr. Idiot.
He could be like the English-Japanese bloke in our English team.
As if. I couldn't afford the insurance. How about retired drivers who I could talk into coming back? Alan McNish, all he does at the moment is turn up at Autosport. Or Damon Hill, he was good on Top Gear, did a fast lap. I think I want Damon Hill. Or Jackie Stewart.
You don't want Jackie Stewart. Didn't we watch him at Goodwood and his only task was to drive a Formula 1 car to the top of the hill. And he couldn't even do that without stalling.
Yes, that's true. We do have photographic evidence of him stalling at the top.
It's basically a straight line.
He had to be pushed into position. But, you know, maybe it was just an off day.
Right.
I think that's my drivers, Damon Hill and Jackie Stewart with Mr. Idiot testing.
Brilliant. Anyhow, you're already way ahead of Pro Drive if you've started this early in the season.
Yeah, except they have an entry into the 2008 championships and I don't. How do I go about that?
Well, you could either buy a team, as Spiker did. That seems to work out quite well.
Yeah, but I've just made one.
Yeah, well, the only other option is to sweet talk either Max or Bernie into letting you into their gang.
There must be an official way around it. The entry list is limited to 12 teams and you need $40 million as a deposit.
Yeah, you'll get that back if you leave, though.
Well, why do they even need it?
To stop any Tom, Dick or side podcast joining in, I think. It's really to prove that you've got some money or clout.
Well, I don't have the money.
Well, if you can wait another 12 months, I think they're going to abolish that next year. If you could just be a bit more patient.
Oh, okay.
But don't worry, ProDrive, they're not going anywhere fast, so if you keep your eye on them, you might be able to nick their spot.
Or sabotage them. So in conclusion, I have a brilliant factory that looks like the McLaren factory. I've got a team that is black and white striped to look like the Hamburglar.
But it happens to look a bit like a zebra.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've got Damon Hill.
And you're sponsored by some random people that nobody can see.
That's right, yes.
But you will remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damon Hill, Jackie Stewart, and Mr. Idiot.
Brilliant bet. Well, great. Great lineup.
And we haven't actually got an entry into the championship yet. I think we're going to go far.
Got a Cosworth engine, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot that.
And Bridgestone tyres, because everyone has to have Bridgestone tyres.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do. I think we're going
to
go far.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Watch the space, people.
So what wonderful goodies have you got for us this week?
We've been working hard this week, haven't we? We've got a new store. Taking a leaf out of Formula One's book.
Does it have a mouse mat for like $1,000?
What, made of carbon fibre?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, this is affordable
merchandise. Good.
For, you know, the average F1 fan and not the people who can afford the, you know, the expensive boxes up high in the grandstands. This is for people who work for a living.
So if you haven't got a mouse mat, what have you got on there?
There are some, I think there's some key fobs, a couple of other things, a mug with
t-shirt.
Our branding. Oh yeah, t-shirt. That's a great t-shirt, but it's going to get me into a lot of trouble this year.
Yeah.
I've already bought several. We've got them in men's, women's, long sleeve, short sleeve, that kind of thing. I'm going to be out and about wearing it at various motorsport events this year. And we'll see if I get, you know, killed. Get on there and take it out.
So if people do want to go and have a look, how can they find it?
They can find it from the homepage, sidepodcast.com. There's a link in the sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking at an enhanced podcast, you can click the link now in the corner. Or you can go directly to it at cafepress.com/sidepodcast.
Oh, how predictable. Oh. Everything is /sidepodcast.
Absolutely.
Including our newest one, myspace.com/sidepodcast.
Yeah, we're on MySpace.
Yeah.
So if you've got a MySpace account, you're already one of the. Is there a verb like a MySpacer?
If you're a MySpacer,
if you're, is that, I don't know.
Please come and be our friend.
I feel really old. Is that the term? I don't know. Anyway, we've got a little place on MySpace, which is some videos and some kind of image thingy on there, and we've got lots of friends. So it's
but we want more.
Yeah,
you can never have too many friends.
It's a great way to keep in touch. We've done a couple of bulletins, a couple of blog entries on there. So if you're on MySpace, what's the URL?
MySpace.com/sidepodcast.
Genius.
The other thing our MySpace page has is our new promo.
Ah, you're in that.
Yes.
Starring you.
How surprising. It's about 30 seconds long, and we're going to feature it at the end of this show.
Okay. So if you're on MySpace and you want to put one of those audio soundbite things that start up when you first visit your page, check out our promo, drag it onto your MySpace page, however that works, not entirely sure, believe it's possible, and play our promo for us.
So that's it for this week. Next week we've got a surprise.
Ooh.
Yeah, surprise show.
What's going on?
I won't tell you anything, but we might be heading outside.
An outside broadcast?
Sort of.
From Side Podcast?
Possibly.
Wow. Good night, Kel.
Interested in Formula One? Tune in to sidepodcast.com, your weekly F1 fix. Join me, Christine, as I guide you through all the happenings in the fast-paced world of Formula One. Aided by my technically minded friend, I'll bring you information, gossip, statistics and humour, with the odd race report thrown in as well. But don't think this is news churned out the normal way, we'll tell it like it is. Conspiracy theories, honest opinions and irreverent musings all add up to a refreshing listen. SidePodcast is also happy to bring you video reports of motorsport events around Europe. That's www.sidepodcast.com.